Losing hype. Rat King never losing hype. No. kids I skated before I rapped. If you take me before your captain, bet 20 hots on your daddy that someone gonna know you're clapping. Probably cold and passive, cause pops was the one that got to me, feeling down like he passed it. And when I'm cornered, it's action. I was kinda out the game. Mama put the quarter right back in the slot. In 09, we took the 7 to the Deucey, 17 to the block. Bitch, if your nigga had Supreme, we was the reason he copped it. And nowadays, I'm on the hunt for mirrors to box with. And some pretty bitches, they ain't tricked if it's a hit and run. I got the go, cause I don't do the crying, bro. She Mario, I'm trying to keep the whining to a minimum. Piggies come, bet I'm split quicker than I finish rum. Find me some indica, nuggets on my fingers and my shirt like they was chicken crumbs. Room spinning, finna yak if I don't hit the blunt. Got the chin wagging, slim chances of me getting up. After this, mind in the trash next to where my fucking passion went. Dodge fanatics, half a Xanax when I'm traveling 6 hours or more. Break out on a tour, got kicked out of the morgue. Spit cattle manure shit, shit. Rally the horsemen, tally the corpses.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to the newest edition of Anything Is Possible here on WMFR Radio. Today I'm joined by wonderful guests, Ramey and Matt McDermott. Great people. Excellent music listeners. And just all around, you know, chillers. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Thank you for having us.
I'm great.
Anytime. I'm digging this. This is Earl Sweatshirt. You just heard AM radio. We're gonna make the switch. Fresh. So today we've been thinking a lot about, you know, what's it all about? You know, what's it all about, dude? What's it all about?
I've been getting my friends into been getting James into Trailer Park Boys this week.
Great show.
Fantastic show.
Yeah, you guys want to share that mic?
Oh yeah, sure.
It's just like, it's a show. Shot documentary style, you know, in Canada, in a trailer park, and it's just, you know, admire the lifestyle, you know, become one of the characters, you know, take a step away from your own life, and, you know, just become the trailer park. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, all the characters are kind of very easily to sort of identify with. My personal favorite character is J-Rock, who's a struggling hip-hop artist in the park. He often goes by the alias J to the ROC, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, this, we're talking about a real relatable character for Matt. Somebody who he sees himself as, exactly. And yeah, there you go. They're the same. That's my thoughts on that topic. But yeah, Ramey, how's it going? What are you up to now?
I'm doing fine. just living my life, taking it day by day.
See, that's the thing, you know? Everybody goes through the same stuff.
Yeah.
You get up in the morning, you do the stuff that you do in that day, and then you go to sleep. Everybody does it.
Everyone does it.
It's
You're
like,
not wrong.
It's honestly, I mean, like, not everybody, you know, they're like alternate sleep schedules, stuff like that.
You were saying
stuff that I don't know.
You didn't get much sleep last night, did you?
Sleep is hard to come by. I don't know if I got that much last night. You know, it happens. You know, the life of a college student: work hard, play hard, every day, just going, trying to meet the goals. That's life.
Sleep is for the weak.
Sleep is for the weak.
There's no such thing as bad sleep, only soft people.
Is that true?
I think that was weather, but I would say sleep also could fall into that category.
Sleep. It's a wonderful thing. Anyways. It's a wonderful day today. Today we all woke up, went for a run. What'd you guys do? Where'd you guys head?
I did Twin Bridges, 8 miles.
We're talking at... What'd you do?
I did a little lakes to cemetery action.
Oh, huge. Yeah. The combos.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's all about, you know, enjoying the area. We were talking about this. I think probably we see more, you know, territory as cross-country runners. The 99.999% of the population. What do you think?
I think pizza delivery people would probably be up there.
That's true.
Sort of bad drug dealers would probably be up there too.
Definitely.
Mailmen and like birds. But I think as a sport, I definitely think we see like we definitely know our way around the city way better than most people.
Yeah, just thinking about like there is no reason why some, you know, your typical toughs, you know, tough, quirky kid is not gonna, you know, go to the top of Belmont Hill looking for stuff to do. I mean, that's just not the thing, you know?
Yeah.
We just climb hills because for no reason we climb the hills, you know?
You did Twin Peaks today. Can you tell me about what your run was today?
Well, you know, we started off right down here in Medford at the Ganscher Center, the wonderful facility here we have available to us. Great time. I walked out of the door, headed out to Arlington, Belmont, hit the mountains, explored around, had a good time, ran through some snow, you know? It's just a blast. Life couldn't be better. Thanks for listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 Educational Radio on the web at WMFO.org and Freeform. We're Freeform. You can do whatever you want.
Freestyle radio.
Freestyle. We're going to hit you with some hard tunes right now. Thanks for listening.
middle finger's good.
Middle finger's good. It's like, fuck you.
Very zombies.
You're listening to Pandroids, Japandroids, on WMFO. Yeah, that's a hype track, and they're playing Boston tonight, if you guys were aware. That's exciting stuff. So we're talking a little bit about the future of libraries. I mean, libraries have already done so much stuff to adapt to the new age of technology. I was just hearing today you can renew a book online right now.
Is that true?
Yeah, man. It's just like, that's just like, I'm gonna do that every time now, you know? It's like, what's the point?
The book's yours.
I'd keep it forever.
And it's like, you know, what I want is a book. Like, ebooks are great, you know? It's great to have a book that's a digital file, you know? It's scalable.
Put it in your pocket.
Yeah. You can put it on your phone and you just read your phone. Read it.
I always wonder, like, with like the amount of stuff we put on the internet, like, it's all good now, but like in a few years there's gonna be so much like shit to sift through.
Yeah, man.
Stuff to sift through. I bet.
It's all good. It's all good.
There's like there's like gonna be like people whose like jobs it is to just go through years and years of old Facebook posts and tweets and stuff and like put them on shelves.
I mean, right, yeah, internet archivist, right?
Yeah.
Wow. We're asking the big questions here on WMFO. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Even future libraries. Yeah. What do you think, Remy?
I think we should have faith in our libraries.
Are current libraries getting to the point where they're almost obsolete? Like,
I mean, I think their old purpose of being a place to get books. I mean, I haven't done that in a very long time. But as a place to congregate and work and share ideas with your peers, great space.
It's fascinating because it's like, you know, you can't in the modern age of cell phones and stuff, you know, you can easily just look stuff up, you know. Encyclopedias, that's all online. You know, it's interesting. It's a different sort of, you know, world we live in. It's the same thing with, like, it's harder to ghost people.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can't get away with it. I mean, you know, the other person knows, you know, you've got your phone with you and you're looking at what they're writing. You gotta be held accountable. Yeah. You know?
Are you familiar with Find My Friends?
Find My Friends.
It's
Please,
an app.
Do tell.
It's an app that allows you to track your friends, know their location at all times of the day.
See, I'm about that. I'm about being creeped on and having no privacy. That's the. But you know, it's also very convenient. So it's the trade-off, you know. NSA, surveillance, what are your thoughts?
I mean, they're definitely out there watching. If you've seen the pictures of like Mark Zuckerberg and like in his house, just like there's pictures of him like clearly with tape over his
oh, yeah,
his
man.
Monitor. Like, that's wild. I get like spooked out by that a little bit. Like, well, if he must know something I don't.
He actually bought the two neighboring properties to his house just for privacy.
Interesting.
It's, you know, and it's like it's a dude that's whose life is just so public. It's like you have to feel for him to some degree.
Yeah.
When it's like this guy is just constantly worried about other people.
Yeah.
Given how many people he knows or like know of him.
Big Zuck,
you know, Big Zuck.
My thing with Zuck is he's cool. He seems like a pretty cool guy. I don't know. I mean, he's got his ups and downs with the Zuck, but like, he needs a new profile picture on Facebook. I think he's had that one for a while. and like it's just not super flattering. I don't know.
He should be more involved with the use of Facebook. I honestly think, you know, it can be a great tool. Mm-hmm. You should tell him, like, Facebook's great, man. You should check it out. It's great. it's a great time. You know, Facebook social networking. You know, it's great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He'd probably, you know, appreciate the fact that we were telling him to use the thing that he made. So yeah, it'd be a compliment as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right now we got a little. What is this? This instrumental? What is this called?
Eric the Architect, Arxtrumentals, Volume 1.
Arxtrumentals. Check it out. It's fresh. This is the first time I'm hearing it and I'm vibing. But up next we got the Flatbush Zombies with a hype track. What song is that? What song we got coming up? Also, tell us a little bit about, you know, about the song, about your your sound, your ventures on SoundCloud, and your travels, your knowledge.
Oh man, yeah, I love SoundCloud. It's probably my favorite sort of medium for music, just because the barrier for entry is so low. So you get so many of these guys that get on, especially like hip hop in particular, that will just like, you can just make a song in 15 minutes and put it up, and really don't have to be, it's like very free. And I guess they're actually running into trouble lately, because they, SoundCloud as a platform doesn't really make much money.
Yeah.
But you get a lot of really cool, interesting people on there. It's wild.
I mean, are they, they're losing money, right? People have been worried about them making drastic changes.
Yeah.
Being bought.
Yeah. They recently got rid of, there used to be like a group thing on SoundCloud. People were worried about that, for them selling out. I personally think that was a good thing. I was in one, and they weren't super good, in my opinion, but I think, if they could stay mostly what they are right now, I'm not crazy about the SoundCloud Go. It seems to like make me want to buy that, but
SoundCloud Go.
Not worth
the price tag, even for a super user like Matt McDermott.
Yeah, not worth it.
You heard it here first. Don't buy that product.
Don't buy it.
Buy.
It's not for us.
Don't support SoundCloud.
Boycott SoundCloud.
Don't support, you know, them. Don't support them. I mean, support them in other ways, but not through that one particular
way
of supporting them. Thanks for listening.
Water dripping cookers, and now he pushing tulips. The hot sauce, that's my shooter. And he don't give about two fucks. The mileage come in handy. She eating them like candy. She tripping out those candies. But we should need a brandy. Max, brandy.
drip that ice tea. Hold it, hold it, Jay Doe, call me Spike. Call me Spike. We'll be right back.
Avenue. I got away for a little while, but then it came back much harder. Swinging on the cable of Tripoli,
listening to the wonderful sounds of Blur here on WMFO. Anything is possible radio. Those vibes, I mean, it's like you can't top that stuff, you know?
It takes me to a special place.
Definitely, definitely. So, it has come the time of the hour in which we must read a public service announcement. Take it away, guys.
Go green with rechargeable batteries.
If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's nickel batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, didn't cost that much to begin with anymore, and is more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones.
Anyway, A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. At WMFO.
Oh no. Anyway, that was a lovely PSA. Thank you guys. Wonderful. I'm just hyped. So let's get back to some societal commentary. What do you guys think about you know, how people are there's this idea in the psychology that all people are pretty relatively similar in the same within the same culture.
Yo, Bird says that like every day.
There's this idea within Ryan Bird. But it's interesting. People react. You can generally expect how somebody's going to react, you know? And if it's a surprise, you know, what goes down, usually like that becomes known about that person. Like this, just deviations from the norm, you know? Like if you got a person who is like extremely like straight up, the most normal person ever, it's just like you wouldn't have much to talk about, you know? Just nothing deviant from like exactly the norm. What do you guys think? What are your thoughts?
I hate normal people.
Well, you heard it here first. This just in. Here's another thought. We're talking about, you know, the future's coming up sometime. It's soon, you know, the future. And, you know, it's funny. Like, are we going to have genetic modification of human beings?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you want it?
Easily.
Absolutely.
I know Tim Nichols would say no. He was very opposed. And he's got good reasons why.
It's not up to
what
Tim
are his
Nichols,
reasons?
Though.
It has to do with how you know, the ruling elite, the millionaires will have access to it.
Yes, this is an issue.
And will cause further divisions. But on the flip side, it's like, obviously you never advocate for the halting of a new technology. And, you know, new technologies are usually, that's the case for a lot of them, you know? And I mean, eventually you'll get to a point where it's available to everybody. It's cheap enough. Yeah, big questions. Big questions. I think I'm going to do it. I think, what do you guys think? Do you think I should do it?
Have a kid right now?
Yeah.
James is talking about getting...
No, I'm talking about the kid that I already have. Should we open up his brain and just...
Replace it.
Just fix stuff. Should we do it?
The brain of a cow.
It would work great.
Yeah. Really. I mean... Not too old. We don't want to, like, wait too long. I think it'd be more humane.
The longer you wait, the better, honestly.
Older kid with a cow brain. yeah, I just honestly, I think it'd be weird. If it was, like, the norm to do that to your kids, I think that'd be cool. But, like, the first generation of people to do it.
It's going to be creepy.
Imagine, like, your kid is going through adolescence, right? And he's, like, being all angsty and stuff, right? But he's also just has an IQ of, like, 600 and can just outsmart you. In every way imaginable, like you'd be looking
you'd
at
be
like
unstoppable.
Like a Children of the Corn scenario. I mean, realistically,
hard to raise. The big questions coming through right now. You know what I love about this studio is that you can hear
the walk sign.
The walk sign. How is that even possible?
That's crazy.
We should get some insulation or something like that. Sound.
If I hear another walk sign is on.
What are you gonna do?
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know. I definitely don't want to know. It's very possible that we're gonna have another walk sign come on. So, it'll,
you're gonna find
out. I'm gonna find out really soon.
I heard a rumor actually last week that this infamous intersection here is scheduled to be replaced with a roundabout at some point in the near future. How do you feel about that?
Not great.
Wow.
Like around, everyone complains about a bad intersection until they get a roundabout, and then it's game over.
I'll tell you what, they did a roundabout in some development in some city near where I live, and it's just like straight up infamous at this point. Like it is like they're like, don't even drive there, you know.
Yeah.
If I had a nickel for every time I've seen an accident at the roundabout near the Dunkin' Donuts, I'd have one nickel.
One accident. It's interesting because it's like if everyone was a perfect driver, you know, that'd probably be the ideal system. You know that roundabout. You know, it'd probably be tops, most efficient. You know, mm-hmm. And that's what all the mathematical models are telling them. They're like, oh, we gotta put this in. But I think they forget too often, you know.
We're only human.
You know, we're only human. People have no idea what they're doing out there, you know, for the most part, you know.
Just out living day to day, stopping at red lights, and going at green ones, and going really fast at yellow ones, I think.
They're not thinking about roundabouts. They're thinking about, like...
What's for dinner?
Food on the table, you know, not go in a circle 3/4 of the way and then merge right. I mean, that's tough.
They're thinking about, like, I hope. What do people think about? How is my family doing?
What's the cat up to?
What's the cat up to? What stuff am I gonna have to do tomorrow? Life, man. Big questions. Thank you for listening to Anything Is Possible on WMFO91.5.org on the web. Educational, freeform. No water, no soda, no gum in the studio. Yeah, man. Thanks for listening. It's been a great show. It's not over. We got 10 minutes left, but you know.
Actually, I'm just in right now. I'm getting a request from the fans. A fan.
We got an exclusive from the fans.
I think they want to. They said play more DJ Lucas.
We got DJ Lucas coming up real quick. You know, it's a great day. You know, McD's been into DJ Lucas. He's been listening, you know.
We've all been listening.
Yeah. Tell us about that show you went to in the basement that involved DJ Lucas.
It was fantastic. He's a, well, DJ Lucas, a little bit of background, is a an up-and-coming sort of indie hip-hop and sort of punk artist from Amherst, Mass. And he is a fantastic person to follow on Twitter, at Young Mr. Clean. And he tweeted out, said an exclusive Boston basement party, DM for address. And I sent that DM, and sure enough, he gave me an address. And I had the pleasure of going to a fantastic basement concert party with none other than DJ Lucas and Weird Dan. And it was fantastic.
This really relates to what we were talking about earlier. You can just put out whatever you want on the internet. Put out whatever videos, whatever music on SoundCloud, whatever you want. Just make it in your bedroom. You don't need the record label. You don't need the producers. You can do whatever you want. You just need initiative, talent. This man represents that. Go ahead and throw that down. Thank you for listening. Anything is possible. Believe it.
cry. Why I don't understand, these girls wanna see me die. I don't understand what I did to make you cry. Wanna hold your hands, I made everything
DJ Lucas, living two lives.
But DJ Lucas ain't two guys. I'm a beast when I'm rocking in the sky. I'm a beast when I'm walking in the sky.
I'm on the ground.
Fuck with me, I'ma fuck you up, alright.
I'll fuck you up.
Fuck with me, girl, I'ma fuck you right.
I'll fuck you up. DJ
R Bad for the explicit lyrics. You got Mild High Club coming up right now. Shout out to Linus. You're listening to the wonderful sounds of Mild High Club on Anything Is Possible with me, James Gregoire, Matt McDermott,
Rami Toth.
Toth. Is that how you say your last name?
Toth.
Toth.
For the record. A lot
Cleared
of people out there think it's Toth.
We are winding down now. But it's been a great show. Thanks for all of y'all who've been with us from the beginning. Much love. Thanks for the support. Anyway, right now, we're gonna return to our normal lives. Hit the books. Do the things that we do. You know, maybe go to DeWick. you know, maybe
I'm hitting the city.
Hit the city. Oh yeah,
I'm hitting the showers.
Boston College, Boston University, Harvard University, Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
I was just there the other day.
Tufts University.
Yeah.
UMass Dartmouth.
UMass Lowell.
That's where Annie was.
You know, it's been great. Congrats to the D3 New England National Champions. World Champions. Tufts University Jumbos. Peace out, guys. You're listening to 91.5 Medford. Anything is possible. Believe in yourself. Keep it real. See you later.
Hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family.